A12, this story is note nature following. You know how we do those kind of to know ahead of time?
Yeah.
An insect allegation has led to an elder care lawsuit in Houston. Two brothers visiting their hospitalized father last year. Did you hear about this?
No, but I'm dreading what you're about to say.
Two brothers visiting their hospitalized father last year noticed ants and gnats crawling through the trach tube into his larynx.
Not his larynx.
69-year-old father being treated for pulmonary problems. He died last year. Family alleges that workers at the hospital were negligent. Insects crawling through the trach tube might have caused the problem. Mm-mm. Hospital denies the allegation. I don't know the hospital. I don't know anything beyond that. Did that cross your wire? You remember seeing that?
No, that's the first I've heard of it.
Okay. All right, here we go. One more place where you get breakfast tacos in College Station. Well, in Bryan, too, as a matter of fact. So good news for you, Jay, so you'll know this.
Talk to me. Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah, they're competing at the breakfast thing.
Well, if you've been listening to a newscast on a radio station in Central Texas yesterday about 7 o'clock, you would have heard it.
Right.
That's
exactly
where I heard it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Scott obviously didn't.
No, I didn't. I did not hear it. Sorry. Okay. I was busy preparing this show.
So I could have been down here, you know, giving out the secrets to life or your social security number, and you wouldn't have been any wiser.
He was getting his second meal while you were talking about the first meal.
Right.
I mean, do you think that's going to work? I mean, I guess that's in Wisconsin because they don't know about breakfast. You know, breakfast.
I'm surprised they haven't done this sooner.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Well, drive-by breakfast is pretty popular. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's the fastest growing segment of the fast food market. Again, if you'd listen to a news story.
Yeah. That's right.
Kind of hairy on that, isn't it?
That's the rumor I heard yesterday from my mouth. Anyway,
from a local station. Yeah. And get this, just to show you that legislators can really, 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 really be tone deaf. When you think of a sports stadium, think about home. There's home plate, there's home run, there's all that. Now we can add homeless to the list. A Florida legislator has proposed using its stadiums as homeless shelters when the home teams are out of town. I mean, really?
Excuse me, Mr. Legislator, there's a councilman from New Orleans on line one that would like to speak with you.
In what universe?
The proprietor of the Superdome would like to visit.
Tell you how that might not end well. Uh-huh. So, anyhow. All right, Jay Sokol here this morning from the city of College Station. As you've heard, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Okay,
I hope
you're
okay.
I don't know if you heard that Taco Bell's going to be serving breakfast or not.
I heard that earlier in a newscast. Hope he was okay. Yeah. I parked the city RV right out front.
Did you? Okay, so, excellent. We like that.
Anyway,
okay.
I brought a guest today, Lieutenant Craig Anderson from your College Station Police Department.
Yeah, good morning, Craig. How are you?
Doing fine. Good morning, sir.
Great. What you got for us today?
Well, we'll talk about our Citizens Police Academy, which starts on February the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And what we do is twice a year, we have an area where citizens can come in and find out more about the police department. Because normally citizens, you know, they know about police from watching CSI, Law and Order, and those type of things. And so we like to bring them in and say, hey, this is what real police work is all about.
Well, and also, if people interact with the police, it's usually something bad has happened either to them or by them. And so this kind of also gives you an opportunity to interact with the community in a little more positive environment, too.
Definitely. And it also lets the citizens know why police officers do what they do on a traffic stop or a building search. Or if they say, you know, hey, I need to see your hands or keep your hands on the wheel. There's a particular purpose. And it's not being rude, but it's for officer safety. So citizens get a chance to understand that.
And since there's a commitment involved, people need to know up front what's expected of them if they want to be part of the police academy.
Yes, sir. It starts February the 7th, every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 9:30, and goes for 10 weeks. If someone is interested and want to apply, they can go online or come by the College Station Police Department, fill out an application. Unfortunately, today is the deadline, but if we get an application in through the weekend, we will accept that. And we want to make sure we get a chance to educate as many citizens as we can in the community.
Certainly. And again, you need to make the commitment to promise to be there because it's important information, but because class size is limited, you need to make sure, again.
Definitely. We talk about our SWAT team, hostage negotiations. We talk about communications, what officers do on a call, and those type of things. So it's very educational.
Okay, and again, if they want to sign up, what do they do?
They can come by the College Station Police Department. They can go to our website, the city website, click on the police department, and they have an opportunity to pull up the page there, print it out, sign it, and bring it by the police department. Or they can call me at 764-3610. and I can send it to them by email.
All right. Citizens Police Academy deadline is coming up today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else from you, Mr. Sokol?
Another deadline today to register for a couple of activities. Challenger basketball and adult slow pitch softball. You can find out more about that at cstx.gov/sports.
There you go. Visit with folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620. Growth.